If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Que ven en Bing. Me llamo el Dototito que ven en Bing. Quiero decirles que el ojo que tengo bien hecho me da que ver en Bing. Mira, Tijuana, componer lo que ven en Bing. Quiero agarrarme todavía una puta ya que ven en Bing en Tijuana para poder... Hola, papá, que ven en Bing.
What the hell?
That's a very interesting question. I don't know.
Oh, say does that our banner rock it red flare for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Play ball.
This is horrible. I want to go out and puke right now.
Good morning.
There's no turning back, no matter how much we wish we could.
And now.
All right, now the moment you've all been waiting for. Lights, music.
Our feature presentation.
Got to tell you, set a new land speed record this morning.
Yeah, considering you called 2 minutes ago and said, I am in Des Moines, Iowa, and I'm going to be late today, and then we get ready to open the show without you, and then there, here you are.
It's a 27-minute drive, and I left 2 minutes ago, and I don't know exactly how I got here,
you
but I did.
You bent time and space.
I went faster.
You must have found a black hole.
Yeah, I don't know, but it wasn't good.
It's got to piss Miss Cleo off, because...
Yeah, Kevin's speeding every day of his life.
Oh, not... well.
She can't go over 70 without someone pulling her over. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Kevin, like, flies here.
Yeah, Kevin should be doing federal time for his speeding. He should be, like, hardcore felony, just solitary confinement, being shivved in a shower kind of time for his speeding.
You don't get sentenced to a shiv in a shower,
well,
do you?
Well, you should be. Because why can't you just leave early and be here on time?
Oh, man.
Why can't you do that? Why? That's-
if there was an answer to that, I'd be so happy.
I guess there would be, yeah.
And Miss Cleo has boobs.
I know.
And she still gets ticketed.
I know.
But you're thicky, so
I
you
am.
Got that
That's
going
true,
for you.
But that doesn't really help me with most cops.
You're thick Kevin, as you're known in pirate radio.
I don't really, I wish all Kevins weren't retarded. In
and yet they
movies.
Are.
Yeah.
And yet,
so do we. We wish that too, but we all got to live with what we got to live with.
All right, good morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have a huge program today. A lot of announcements for you that you might be interested in. But let's get started with your phone calls. Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
And today's prize for getting in and getting on the air, you get a pair of tickets to join K-Rock at an advanced screening of Warren Miller's Dynasty.
Oh, Warren Miller, he makes the skiing movies and the snowboarding movies.
He puts out a movie a week.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And they're all good, but I don't know how he does it.
He is the greatest action, for in terms of winter sports, the best action director out there. It's remarkable, the movies he makes.
And most people who crank stuff out at a rate like that put out bad stuff, but
yes.
Most of his stuff's pretty entertaining. All right, let's begin with Matt. Wants to talk about the ugly Philadelphia fans. Hi, Matt.
What a do, nephew, baby what, boo.
What a do.
What a do.
Hey, yeah, I went to my first Charger game yesterday. It happened to be against the Eagles.
Yes.
And it was a pretty impressive game.
Okay.
How so?
What does that mean?
Well, I was unaware they had shipped in, I guess, 20,000 some odd fans from Philly, I guess. So the stadium was pretty much 50-50 Chargers Philly.
Yeah, there was a strong Philadelphia presence at the game yesterday.
But you're exaggerating the number, right? There's no way there were 20,000 of them, were there?
That's what some of the people there were saying. And there were
really?
Buses after buses of Philly people pulling into the parking lot.
Philly people.
They were coming in from all over the West Coast. Anybody who was a fan of that particular team was going to the San Diego game because it's the only one close to, you know, close to us in this part of the world. So people were showing up and flying in from Philadelphia, too. I had a bunch of friends who flew in as well.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Too bad they couldn't have a better representation for their fans who traveled so far.
Did they lose their Chargers?
Yeah, they lost their Chargers.
Wow. Wow. That team is not having a good season.
No, they're not.
Ouch. All right, well, thank you for the call. Did you get any fights with any Philly fans?
Nope, no fights.
All right. How about that? Surprised, but okay. Let's go to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
All right, well, I was working last night.
actually Saturday night, and a guy broke into my work truck and stole everything that I had, which were tickets that I won with from you guys for the drag racing yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't even able to go.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah. How hard does a criminal have to be to steal drag racing tickets, by the way?
especially out of my sweeper truck.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
That's rough.
Yeah, and my mom's birthday present was in there, which is Andrea Bonicelli.
Of course it was, yeah, and her Christmas. You might as well throw it all in there.
No.
Yeah. I don't... Should we just hang up on you then and not give you the tickets for today?
Because well, he's already won something. We can't give him another prize.
You know, I just wanted to tell you guys about that.
All right.
I thought that was pretty bogus.
You have our sympathies.
Thank you.
It was bogus / funny. Though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not really funny right now.
Not funny to you. Okay. All right.
It'll get funnier.
Yeah. A little bit. Thank you. Let's go to George. Good morning, George.
Yeah, what I do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Yeah, so I was surfing the internet the other day, and I came across a blog, and they were talking about aliens, saying that sometime by the end of this year, Obama's going to reveal to the public that aliens are real.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to reveal evidence and all that stuff.
Yeah, was it all the Area 51 stuff where the government's hiding them underground and all that?
Yeah, it was all about all that. He was saying that they got two aliens and all this stuff, that they were going to reveal it to the public.
Well, I mean, why hold on to it if we're all going to die in a, you know, in a year and a half or whatever it is, 2012?
Yeah. Yeah, the doomsday's coming already.
It is.
Yeah.
Is that girl there? No. All right. Thank you, George.
Bye, George.
George is awesome. I love George.
I think they meant illegal aliens, George. I don't think that's what you're... Obama's going to say illegal aliens exist.
Oh, that's going to be a bummer.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hello.
So, did you guys happen to catch the Pacquiao-Cotto fight this past Saturday?
I did watch
so
Saturday night, yes.
Mad at myself for forgetting that.
That guy is amazing. I mean, everyone was doubting him, like, you know, moving up to welterweight and, like, yeah, he can't take the chin. I mean, Cotto gave him some good shots, but, I mean, he was taking them, and TKO in the 12th round. I can't believe that.
I'm surprised anyone doubts Manny Pacquiao at this point.
Yeah, I don't know who you were talking to, Ryan, because the people I were talking to were not doubting Pacquiao with Hand of Cotto.
There was some. I mean, I go on the Pacquiao website, and all they say is always Cotto's too big. He's Pacquiao's chin hasn't been tested, this and that. But
look,
I mean,
speed no kills, and nobody's got faster hands than Manny Pacquiao. And I knew that he was going to be able to control Cotto because he's just so fast and so accurate. Yeah. But you're right; there were bombs being dropped. And Pacquiao was just shaking him off and staying in the fight. I was really impressed by how tough he was.
Now we just gotta promote that Mayweather Pacquiao fight.
Yeah, that's the only fight really left because exactly. No one's gonna beat Pacquiao. The only guy who has any chance, who has the same kind of speed, although he's a bit of a coward, he'll run around the ring a lot, is Mayweather. But that's gonna be a great fight.
When do we know what the fight is?
It hasn't been set. That they still have to make the deal is it comes down to money. Bob Arum, who has the rights to Pacquiao in terms of promoting. And Mayweather, who's got his own production team, they're both arguing about who gets the lion's share of the purse and blah, blah, blah. So hopefully they'll just go with 50-50 now and they'll just set the fight up.
Yeah, hopefully it'll happen. They got to make it happen.
I'm with you, Ryan. That's a fight I want to see.
Definitely.
A lot of people were saying, Ralph, that the fight should have been stopped earlier. Do you think so?
No, I don't think so. Cotto is a warrior, and he just wanted to keep going. I think he wanted to go the distance for pride's sake more than anything else. But he was defending himself. He had his hands up, and he was fighting. And look. It's a brutal sport, but I think as long as the guy is still defending himself and still, is counterpunching and is throwing punches and bunches, I think he has a right to stay in the ring. And I think they stopped it just at the right time.
And you can defend yourself quite well, and Pacquiao will still somehow nail you.
But here's the thing: Cotto was throwing his jab, especially early in the fight. It was pretty even the first couple rounds. Cotto was throwing his jab and going right through Pacquiao's gloves, right through, snapping his head back, and Pacquiao just kept coming. He was not fazed. And Cotto hits hard. He's a strong guy.
Yeah, he's
a great
amazing.
Fight in the beginning.
And let's go to Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Baby boo.
Hello.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know of the time of my life. Last night, we went to the Pirate Dinner Adventure in the park. Every day is dressed like a pirate day for us. So we all dressed like a pirate, and we brought
a bunch
of girls.
That's not medieval times, right? This is different?
No, it's Pirate's Dinner Adventure. We went there. We did
a broadcast from that.
We did Talk Like a Pirate Day from there.
Within a week of now?
No, it was a couple years ago, I guess. We did it.
Then I'm out.
But we broadcast live from there. We had a bunch of listeners down there, and we had a big party down there, Kevin.
Yeah,
I'm People hearing, were wah, doing wah, wah, sword wah. Fights. The pirates were swinging from the mizzen mast and all over the boat and everything. Any of this ringing a bell?
Not a bit. Not even a little bit. Well, but it was great. You had fun?
That's a shame. Yeah, I had a blast. We all dressed like pirates. And it's almost like they knew that we were going to be bad news when we walked in, because usually it's like families and kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we were all dressed crazily, and they're like, these guys are going to be out of control. So they put us in our own section. So it's like all the drunk people in one section.
Oh, perfect.
They separate you guys by colors. We had a blast. I wanted to share that with you guys. I know. Isn't that a little...
Racist?
Prejudice?
I don't know. Maybe it's good business.
Their primary color is like red, yellow, blue. Not the color of your skin.
That's what I didn't know.
They put you on different teams with different colors.
Oh, all right. I got you.
They put the golfers in the plaid section, I heard.
Gotcha. All right. But it's fun. It's not too cheesy, huh?
No, it was a really good time, but you definitely want to get a couple drinks in you before
sure,
you go.
That's key.
They got some nice wenches down there, though.
Oh, they do.
Serving you grog and mead.
Cleavage of plenty?
Yeah, cleavage of plenty.
Yeah.
The nice thing is, Kevin, you can go and it'll all be new.
We should go there sometime.
See?
It sounds fun.
We've been there. I'm telling you. We had a great time.
I'm told that a lot about my life. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have a few announcements that you might want to hear. We're going to tell you all about Miss Double December.
Now I'm stuck in pirate mode.
Which is a contest that we do every November, December.
She's our spokesmodel. She is the person who represents us all year long at all of our events. And she has large bosoms.
And basically, we just take her around with us so that we have something to look at and the crowd has something to look at, because we're not much special.
But we do
win-win.
We do the pageant live every year, where we get the top 10 contenders and the listeners vote on Miss Double December. And it's always one of the highlights of the year, I think.
The Twitards are camping out for the premiere of New Moon.
Which is tonight, I believe.
It's tonight. And they've been there
in Westwood
for a weekend.
Most everybody I talked to yesterday was there since Friday.
Yeah, they started sleeping over the beginning of last week.
So Psycho Mike went down there with a microphone just to find out exactly what they thought was going to happen, or what their lives were about, or I don't know what kind of questions.
Lack thereof.
Yes. So we got that coming up this morning just after 6. We're going to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
We're going to talk to the reverend of a church that allows pets. You can bring your dog, your cats.
Oh, Kevin, remember, God backwards is dog.
I never thought of it that way. Yeah. That's a good point.
Thank you.
So we got that coming up today, and we're going to announce the Acoustic Christmas Show.
What?
Which, it turns out,
already
is a huge couple of nights. Just we're so close. We're just hurling toward it right now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
Next week is Thanksgiving?
No.
Yes?
Yes. Yep. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving. Absolutely.
Come on with that. Yeah. Who's ready for that? I haven't bought any gifts yet. All right, so we'll do all that.
You don't need those for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. We'll do all that for this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Nick. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 5:51. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, it is Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 moves at the box office this weekend, and it turns out people cannot wait for the end of the world. Oh, they love the planet dying.
Destruction.
Yeah. Oh, do they love it. They cannot wait until they are all dying and their families are falling off of cliffs and their cars are being crashed by monoliths. 2012, in its debut weekend, made $65 million.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
$65
million.
Do you know the projections? Or?
I do not know. But,
that's crazy money.
I'm guessing they're pleased.
Yeah.
Whatever their projections were.
Yeah.
Second place went to A Christmas Carol, because, you know, it's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
$22.3 million. People went to see Jim Carrey making faces in animation. The Men Who Stare at Goats came in at number 3. Precious came in at number 4. Michael Jackson's This Is It was 5th at the box office this weekend. The Fourth Kind was 6th. Couples Retreat, Paranormal Activity, Law Abiding Citizen, and The Box, rounding out your top 10. At the box office this weekend. To my dismay, Pirate Radio didn't break the top 10.
Ah.
Pulling only $2.9 million
in. Was it a limited release?
No.
Oh.
No. People just rejected it outright.
They just said, nope.
Nope. Not interested in your British 60s radio story, thank you.
Wow, I better get there fast.
I want to go see John Cusack drive on the freeways of Los Angeles as earthquakes happen. Yeah. Thank you. That's what they said with their dollars. Rosie O'Donnell and her partner Kelly Carpenter You may have heard recently that Rosie's been telling people they're working on their issues and they're having some troubles in their relationship.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, turns out Kelly Carpenter moved out of Rosie's house in 2007.
What?
What?
I consider that more than just a few issues at home.
And no one ever knew that?
No one really knew that because Rosie didn't tell anybody. But apparently Friday she did an interview with USA Today and she announced that Kelly Carpenter, her longtime partner, hasn't been even living with her since 2007.
Can you blame her?
No, not at all. But don't say, well, we're having some issues and we're trying to work it out for the kids when your wife isn't even there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hasn't been there for 2 years.
Those are big issues.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good for them to keep that under wrap for so long.
Let's play Rehab Roulette, shall we?
All right.
Celebrities, they love to party. How up can they get? Who's putting down the needle or drying out? It's time for Rehab Roulette.
No more bets. No more bets. See who ends up on the wheel. Today's winner is Stephanie Pratt from The Hills. Congratulations, Stephanie. She, of course, the sister of Spencer Pratt. She will have to go into rehab for 30 days. After pleading not guilty to misdemeanor DUI on Friday here in the Los Angeles courtroom, she was stopped in Hollywood on the way home from Holly Montag's birthday party last month, and she was under the influence. So part of the deal is she has to go to a 30-day residential rehab, which is a cushy kind of promises-type deal, and then that'll go towards her misdemeanor conviction. So there you go.
That was the one where she was saying, oh, I think the people on the Hills called it
set me up. Yeah.
Set me up.
They knew I was leaving, so they called the cops and told them I was leaving, and they pulled me over and made me blow.
For drama.
Whoa!
Hey, in a breathalyzer.
Oh, okay.
Spencer, you have any advice for your sister? Now that you're a motivational speaker, any advice for your sister as she goes into rehab?
Hey, listen, take it one day at a time.
Right.
And sneak some meth in a CD case.
No.
Never check them.
No,
never.
That is not, yep, that is not the advice
booklet,
you give to
you
someone.
Pull out the booklet and you just go ahead going
into rehab.
Right in, yeah.
You are a horrible person.
And lose some weight.
Forced weight loss.
She was anorexic, so that's good. Thank you.
Speaking of DUIs, Shane Lamas picked one up. Anybody familiar with Shane Lamas?
Give him the breathalyzer!
No, I don't know who that is.
She is the daughter of Lorenzo Lamas. She's a reality show star, Kevin. How do you not know who Shane Lamas is?
I barely know who her dad is.
She is on a reality show on E! Called For the Love of Lamas. I don't know. What's it called? It's the Lamas family. Yeah,
Is the whole family?
Save the dramas for your llamas.
I'm sure it's not that good.
I don't know what the name of it is. But she's on it with Lorenzo Lamas and Shane Lamas and his son,
Buford
Lamas. That's where we found out that his stepmom was banging him, remember?
Oh,
that story that came out?
Right.
Shauna Sand was having sex with Lamas' kid.
That's
back in the
right.
day. Anyway, apparently she was out in the town this weekend. And she said she just had one drink.
Yeah.
But she hit a police checkpoint Saturday morning, and she did not pass the test. She was over the limit and arrested on the spot. And so she'll be going through the same process now. Do we have anyone telling us what the name of that show is? The Lorenzo Lamas reality?
No one cares,
I don't
think
anyone cares enough to even check
anyone
it.
Anyone listening in the other room?
Not about this.
Carrie Prejean.
Yeah.
Former Miss California has been offered a deal by Vivid Video to make a sex tape. They said she wouldn't even have to do any new work. Just give us all the old footage that she made in 2007 for her boyfriend, and we'll just release it. Surprise, surprise, the former Miss California says no at any price. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, let's just wait a year.
We'll wait you out. We got no place to go. Got all the time in the world, Carrie Prejean. Is old age catching up with Bruce Springsteen? I think it's possible.
Why, what happened?
Well, Friday night, Springsteen was playing to a sold-out crowd. Enjoying the night, several times up there and several times up there on stage, said, "Hello, Ohio!"
More than once?
More than once.
Awesome.
Problem was, he was in Michigan.
Mm.
Yeah, he was in Auburn Hills, Michigan.
You always hear about that happening.
Yeah, it's got to be tough.
Not more than once in one show.
"Hello, Ohio! That's right, Ohio! You rock, Ohio!" Onlooker said eventually guitarist Little Steve, Steven Van Zandt, went up and whispered in Bruce's ear. Bruce started to laugh, apologized to the crowd, and said, "That is every front man's nightmare."
Yeah.
"Give him the breathalyzer!"
Yeah, I think Bruce is starting to lose it. You know, Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Sure.
She has a teleprompter in her concerts that says where she is.
That's smart.
Probably
so
smart.
She can never make that mistake.
Probably smart.
Ozzy Osbourne does the same thing, reportedly.
but he can't
but
see
for
it.
A different reason.
Oh, yeah.
He has to. They put Planet Earth on his teleprompter so that he knows where he is. Oh, no, I thought it was in Venus. Jared! Where are the Venusians? Today's celebrity birthdays. Maggie Gyllenhaal is 32 years old today. Actress Missy Pyle celebrates her 37th. Lisa Bonet, remember her from The Cosby Show?
Yes.
Of course. She was a lovely little thing, wasn't mm-hmm. she? She is 42 years old today. Mark Helgenberger, one of the longest-lasting members of the CSI cast. She is 51 years old today. She's pretty hot.
Tepid
is she?
Bell.
Yeah,
I think stronger than that?
I think you need a little stronger.
I think so,
yeah.
too.
There we go.
All right.
A good, solid, just an earthy bell.
I was afraid
not
of that.
Not to go nuts, but that was a good. That was okay. a good,
that was
good
the
solid
bell. That's ever heard.
I was like, I don't know, maybe just a...
She's 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And we have a major show today. We have a church that allows pets, which everyone here seems to be really excited
That's
about.
That's a great idea.
Because you can't leave your pet for an hour to go to church.
God knows. You know what? My dog Reggie constantly is asking me, where can he go to pray? Because he really wants to pray and would like some communion wafers, too.
I think they're just trying to boost attendance.
What?
It's like a minor
the heck you say? They're trying to take advantage of the pet parents by leading them to believe that pets need to go to church?
Maybe.
That's ridiculous.
If people aren't going to church because of their pets, really... You need to look elsewhere. You don't need to like bribe them to come to church. It doesn't make any sense. But we'll
that
talk
way
to
you
them.
Can have all your loved ones with you at church.
Oh, wow.
Lisa's saving place in a pew for her now.
She is one of the people that they're appealing to. And we also have details on K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 coming up next hour.
Okay.
First, let's talk about New Moon, which comes out on Friday.
Ooh.
And the... The premiere is tonight.
It is.
Psycho Mike, what did you find
Team
out
Edward!
About the fans down there?
Well, they've been lining up in Westwood, California, which is where UCLA is, and they've been out there camping out since Friday afternoon.
In wow. front of the theater where the yep. premiere is going to be.
Yep. Tents, sleeping beds.
The whole deal. Yeah. I mean, really camping out. Right. Some of the people had portable grills. And coolers and the whole deal. It was
most of they were just drinking blood, though, right?
Yeah,
that's how they roll.
They had it there in their six packs.
I got to tell you, that really sounds kind of fun to me at the beginning.
It could be.
And then Friday, and then, you know, Saturday, kind of fun. But by like Sunday morning at 6, you go, wow, this sucks.
And it's been cold at night, too.
Sleeping on the sidewalk doesn't sound fun to me at Jump Street.
No, but it's
nothing.
But they're mostly young.
And they're all excited about the same yeah. thing. I mean, you kind of get caught up in that. But
that's the part that turned me, because I went down there driving all ready to make fun of them, just to make fun of them.
Yeah.
But the part that I came to understand after talking...
Did we send the wrong guy?
I think we did. I'm starting to worry.
Don't worry. I mean, there was still some ribbing done. But the part that
Wait a minute. Ribbing?
Ribbing
we
is...
We wanted destroying. We didn't want ribbing. Oh, you nutty Team Edwards.
I tried to investigate what was going through the head of someone who would camp out for 3 days in the freezing cold
right.
to see a... Not to see a movie, just to possibly catch a glimpse of the people that are in this movie.
Oh,
hey, Anderson Cooper, we didn't send you down there for a hard-hitting interview.
I know.
We sent you down there to mock people.
Maybe they warmed over my heart a little bit because, I like you said, it was more a sense of community, I think, for these girls that just all really love the same
okay.
thing.
I thought that the people in line were in line because they're going to see the movie.
Oh, no.
They don't even have tickets to see the movie.
Oh, no,
night.
Tickets to see the movie. They're hoping that they might possibly get a long-distance glimpse of the stars in this movie.
Oh. Did someone bite you when you were down there? Is that
yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Someone
no.
turned. You?
No.
Does your skin turn into diamonds when the sun shines on you?
You
become a large dog if the moon is full?
It's a wolf, Ralph.
Here we go.
Thank you.
I don't like these movies. I couldn't sit through the first movie. I don't agree with them doing this, but I understand it now. Like I said, I think it's just a bunch of people that are all
Mike.
In love with the same thing.
Here's
now,
Mike. He's in love with him.
We sent you to do a job, though.
That being said, these girls are crazy.
Right.
These girls are effing crazy.
What percentage of the line is girls?
95.
Okay.
Maybe yeah. more. I mean, I saw a couple guys, yeah. and there was thousands of people there. but here's another really surprising thing. There were some hot chicks, like
right.
really hot chicks. I was expecting it to be kind of like, whenever people line up like for something like this, get really passionate about something, you expect it to be like outcasts and losers because
it's
that's all they
dork
have.
Fest. Yeah.
No. There was a lot of super hot young chicks there, which was cool.
Yes. But look, mental illness does not discriminate, Mike.
Yeah.
It crosses all boundaries. There's attractive mentally ill people. There's ugly mentally ill people. There's all different kinds.
Or they're just passionate young girls.
Or they're mentally ill.
Or they're mentally ill, which is true.
Really feeling now like we sent the wrong
message. Wait, listen.
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of sympathy. I'm hearing a lot of co-signing here.
I took the Kevin and Bean microphones down there, and I talked to these girls. Here you go. There's a lot of movies about vampires. What is it in particular about this that makes ladies in particular go so crazy?
Well, of course, it's all guys. That's like going to be the number one answer. Like, the whole mythology is like completely different, and I don't know, it kind of adds that, I don't know, a little spice to it.
Would you sleep with me if I put fangs on?
No. I think it's the storyline and just all the characters are so intense.
I'm definitely Team Edward. He's like the perfect parts of like different guys all put in one.
He looks like he's had a lot of pieces and then put inside him. What do you hope to achieve by camping out here on the street?
To get a good view of the cast, Rob and Kristen mainly.
Give us a little rundown of what's going down in the plot of the movie. Is that the second movie just about to begin?
So, Bella and Edward are together, but unfortunately during her birthday, Jasper attacks her because of a paper cut, and that causes them to break up. So Bella then turns to Jacob, and they become best friends forever. And he finds out he's a werewolf, but she supports him, and he tries to protect her from a bad vampire named Victoria who's trying to kill her. Bella jumps off a cliff, and Edward finds out that she does that and thinks she's dead, and then she goes and she saves his ass.
All right, now I'm on board. 10 starving African children will die, but you get to mouth kiss Taylor Lautner for 2 minutes. Will you take that deal?
Yes, I would.
I mean, those African babies are probably starving as is.
Yeah, like, it's not like it's really going to help. I mean, not that I don't feel bad.
Now, it's been really cold this weekend. How'd you guys deal with that overnight?
It's not bad. The tent, it stays pretty warm. As long as you got a blanket or two, you're good.
Do you have a job or, say, go to school?
Yeah, I work.
How does your boss feel about you not coming to work and sitting out on a street like a hobo?
We all took PTO to be here, and it was definitely worth it.
Are you a big fan of Twilight?
Nope. I'm homeless. I live on the street.
This is kind of like people coming to my front yard and camping out, because this is your home.
Yes, it is.
Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Neither one, because I don't know neither one.
You're Team Jack Daniel. What is it about these movies that makes this type of passionate response come out of you young lady?
Well, because it's all from her perspective, and some of the things that she's going through, we've gone through too, so.
Have you ever banged a vampire?
No.
Have you ever had a wolfman fight for you?
No, but like.
Then really, how can you relate? Who's your favorite dude in the movie?
Jacob.
Would you take this deal? You get to bang Jacob, but you get AIDS.
It's gonna sound weird, but I take it.
Wow! I'll take it. Helen Lutz, Taylor Lautner, all of them have beautiful bodies, and they take they rip their shirts off, and they literally become the animals that we wish all men would become.
This is like low level porn for you girls.
Pretty much, yeah.
Would you forgive Chris Brown if he looked like Taylor Lautner?
Heck yeah!
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my.
So wow. Turns out you can get away with a lot if you're really handsome and have a six pack.
No kidding.
But you can't though. They want their guys to be animals as long as it's the safety of some weak ass lame vampire novel that they're reading or some movie they're watching.
Yeah.
If a guy really does that on a date with her, forget about it.
Yeah, if they're
911.
Actual animals these girls run. Now, but Christmas for the homeless guy, right? I mean Christmas Day. I mean the homeless guy is spending time there anyway and all of a sudden 95% girls show up?
Well, no, because I don't think he was too happy because
all the best spots were taken,
right.
I'm sure.
And most of the money he was getting from people walking by are from people just walking by, and he can bother them for a quick second, and maybe they'll give him 50 cents. If he's got to hang out with the same 1,000 people for 3 straight days, they're not going to keep continually giving him a dollar. You know what I'm saying?
So was he a little bit insulted that they can leave tonight?
Yeah,
they're going to be there all weekend, and then they're just going to go.
They camped out at his
the
house.
Sidewalk isn't going to be their pillow forever. Is that what you're
saying? They camped out at his house without asking, and then now they're just going to bounce.
Wow, that's rude.
Yeah, I
I'm
agree.
Go so far as to say rude. Well, a job well done. Even though I think we may have sent the wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We got a huge program today, but never too busy on Mondays to catch up with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
Harvey, I got to tell you, you're doing an amazing job with this Carrie Prejean thing. It's just the best story ever.
That's the first time you guys have complimented me on Carrie Prejean.
Other than
you screwed us out of the tape, don't get me wrong.
Other than your obvious lack of integrity toward us.
But the interview with the boyfriend was awesome.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Was that amazing?
I love that guy, by the way, for not lying for her, which I thought was great. And now
he's a regular. regular Levi Johnston.
Yeah, exactly.
She won't be inviting him for Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
You know what's funny is you see a lot of entertainment stories come and go, but very few keep delivering like this one. I mean, day after day, yeah. There's just gold.
If I can just go into my, you know, wealth of knowledge in this area.
Please.
Which is not
Who would know
deep.
More than you?
I just don't think there's any story that just keeps giving, like, beauty queen stories, you know?
Just in general as a category?
Just in general. Exactly. It's like we should put a tab up at the top of the site, just beauty queens.
I think it's because their well of stupidity never runs dry.
It's amazing.
And now, apparently, she's got a chance to make a few bucks, according to TMZ.com this morning.
Yeah, a lot of bucks. Vivid Entertainment wants that tape in the worst way.
So and, do we, by the
no,
way.
I was going to say, but they're willing to pay.
Oh! That sucks. Well, at least we'll get to see it eventually.
They have basically said to her, look, you could make millions of dollars if you give us authorization to release the tape.
Right.
And the best part is that they were really, in pitching her, they're explaining, Steve Hirsch, who's the president of Vivid, wrote a letter to her, Carrie's lawyer, and in pitching it, they wanted to boast their stable of stars, you know, which would entice her. So they mentioned that they also have the tapes of Kim Kardashian, Kelly McCarty, the former Miss USA, and right. Shauna Sand.
Wow.
All the big stars.
Right, all the big stars.
And that didn't convince her?
It did not convince her. Her mother said, no, for no amount of money, no.
Oh, come on.
Well, why is someone asking her mom?
That's
yeah.
her mom. Do.
Of course.
Listen,
mom should
Carrie
say
needs to realize that when life gives you lemons, you need to make lemonade.
Well, poor Carrie. You know, she's probably going to... it sounds like she's going to sue. She's really pissed off.
She's going to sue
that this. Well, she's pissed off that she thinks that the pageant people told us about the settlement and the tape and the whole thing. And so she feels it should have been... They shouldn't have done it, and she thinks they did.
Oh, I
so
see.
So maybe she thinks she's going to make her money that way.
Did she think you were being inappropriate, like Larry King?
She didn't say that to us.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
you're being inappropriate.
Was that amazing?
You're being inappropriate, Larry. You're being inappropriate.
Was that amazing?
It was amazing yeah. because Larry's so old and so not inappropriate. And he's just crazy. Why is she taking him on? A poor
well, what did she think he was
right.
going to talk to her about?
Right.
I love your book. It's heavy.
You know, it's like, I want to know what her position is on Afghanistan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was the crux of the story.
That's the reason you have her
it
on.
It was the only part of the story. By the way, Harvey, they've pitched her to us, and we said yes. I don't see that happening.
Oh, wait a minute. They pitched Carrie to
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
no
was.
Way.
That's what
there's
I think.
No
that, that's
way.
What I think. No way. No way.
I can't believe they pitched.
I don't think
I
they know.
Know. I don't think they know us either.
I don't think
do
they know.
You guys go by a pseudonym on.
No, we don't. But I don't think the people that represent her, or whatever, have any idea.
They must not have any idea.
So we said absolutely, but there's no way it'll happen.
There's
but if it does,
no
oh,
way.
It's going to be so fun.
We told her we were Mark and Brian.
All right, let's change subjects. We have Harvey Levin on the phone. TMZ.com is the site. Let's talk about Brock Lesnar. This story
yeah!
is this story is so weird.
It's really, really weird.
Brock Lesnar, of course, is the UFC heavyweight champ, and he was scheduled to fight, and he had to pull out because of sickness. Now, take over from there, Harvey.
Well, so he you know, initially they said he was in the hospital, then they said he had mono, then they said it was bad mono, and then Dana White just came out, and it's really ominous. He basically came out and said over the weekend that he's in bad shape, that he's in the hospital in North Dakota somewhere. Some bad stuff happened to him. We got to figure it out. He doesn't want to talk about it publicly, but he's in bad shape. He's not well, not going to be getting well anytime soon.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a weird thing to say.
He said he's in a hospital in North Dakota. He went to Canada, and some bad stuff happened to him.
Well,
what could that mean?
That's what you get for going to Canada.
Know.
That's what you get for going to Canada, by the way. Bad stuff always happens there.
So it's weird.
But they started with swine flu, and then they said, no, it's mono, and then they said, no, it's bad mono. So really, all the things that would come to our mind at first, it's none
I'm
of
I'm guessing
those.
Maple syrup poisoning. Because of Canada and all.
He's not going to get out of the hospital anytime soon.
Well, it just, you know, the statement is, it's like you normally, if somebody's sick, you just say, you know, he's sick, he can't do it.
Right.
He just underscored and punctuated this thing like crazy. And I don't know what it is.
What did the Canadians do to him?
You know, it could be a South Park thing.
Blame Canada. That's a good point.
All right. Anything else going on the site today, Harvey, that you're excited
about? Let's see. You saw the Michael Jackson thing. I mean, everybody's been asking us about when this case is coming in for landing.
Yeah.
And the reason this thing is delayed is because of O.J. Simpson.
Hmm?
What?
The authorities screwed up O.J. Simpson so badly, and Robert Blake, that they do not want to repeat their mistake. I mean, what we are being told by people kind of in the middle of all of this is, you know, we don't do real well on these high-profile cases.
Yeah, really?
They know it. And they're doing a really good job in this case, and they are really being thorough. And what they're doing is they're just anticipating everything the defense could do. And it's probably going to take minimum until Christmas and maybe till the first of the year. But it sounds to me like this is not an issue anymore of if they're going to charge Conrad Murray. It's just an issue of when.
Right.
And an issue
of trying to figure out, like, suppliers and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, there's a big thing about, you know, I don't know if you remember, but there's a pharmacy in Las Vegas that Conrad Murray was getting this propofol from. They want to make sure that they know everything, that they know that all of the propofol came from this pharmacy, because they don't want to have a curveball thrown at them in the trial.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened with O.J. Simpson. So they're just really anticipating what Murray's lawyers would do. But it really does sound to me like they're going to charge him with manslaughter.
And what's the address of that pharmacy?
Kevin's running low.
A little trouble sleeping.
I need a little more propofol. All right, Harvey.
Isn't it funny the way a drug that nobody could even pronounce is now just like aspirin?
Never heard of it before this case, and then all of a sudden everybody's making jokes about it.
Everybody's talking about propofol.
All right, you're the best, Harvey. TMZ.com, of course. The TV show, check your local listings. It's fantastic as well. Harvey has the tape and won't give it to us, but other than that, we love him.
We're not giving up, though, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Lisa may stick up for me.
I'm trying, Harvey. It doesn't work very well in this room.
I'll see you guys.
Thank you, Harvey. I don't know if you watched football yesterday, but Bill Belichick, who is the coach of the Patriots, is always in a sour mood. But he was so dumb yesterday. They were playing the Colts, who were undefeated. Uh-huh. They had the ball on their own 28-yard line. They led by 6. It was 4th-and-2, and they went for it, which means if they don't get it, the other team, Peyton Manning in this case, gets it on their 28-yard line. Instead of punting it,
oh wow!
They went for it, and here's what that sounded like.
And they really do go for it. And do they make it? Yes, the catch is made. And where is the spot going to be? Kevin Falk is there. The catch is made. Here's what happened. Kevin Falk was bobbling the ball. So instead of getting forward progress, they marked him down where he actually landed on the ground.
Absolutely.
So he didn't get the first down, and the Colts took over, and it turns out they're pretty good. And from the 28-yard line, they scored, and this is what was said about the coach.
So stunning is that not only is Belichick a great coach, but through the years we've seen him so many times, their clock management is normally very good. Their strategy is very good. They make so many right decisions, and this was just stunning. Not only to go for it on fourth down as the play is replayed right here, but to waste those 2 timeouts on the front side and leave yourself nothing at the end.
So we thought we'd check in this morning and find out how Bill's doing exactly.
All right.
Mr. Belichick?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Okay.
Really? It's going okay. Any thoughts on how dumb you were yesterday?
Well, you think you can get a goddamn yard.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't need the yard.
Right.
And think it was worth the risk?
No.
They've got a untested quarterback.
I'm sorry?
The other team had an untested quarterback.
Peyton Manning is the best quarterback in the league right now.
Wait a minute. Is Peyton Manning?
Yes.
Oh. Someone told me it was Dakota Fanning. God damn it.
No wonder.
I got some bad information there.
Wow.
But if that was the case, I would have done this completely different.
So you're ahead by 6 points. And
really?
You
it was Peyton Manning?
It was Peyton Manning.
Are you sure?
Yes, the Colts are undefeated going into you.
They went into me?
Yes, they did, as a matter of fact.
Now I know why I'm so grumpy.
You bent over.
Someone went into me.
Now, have you taken a lot of flack from owners, fans, everybody else?
No.
Sports writers?
No.
Sports writers. They've had to mock you.
No.
Dumb.
No one mocks me and lives.
Bad coaches don't coach like that.
Like I said, I thought he'd get a get a goddamn yard. You know, when it comes down to it, if you can't get a yard in the NFL, you know, you're in the wrong business.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It means I should have got a yard.
Right, but are you quitting now because you're in the wrong business? Or?
Well, I'm not in the wrong business, but
I see.
Maybe some of the players
are
responsible for us not getting the yard in the wrong business.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Maybe someone will be getting into them.
And will that be you?
Maybe.
This really is maybe one of the worst decisions of the last decade.
All right, easy. Easy.
That's not even an exaggeration.
Easy.
One of the worst of the
decade. Easy.
Maybe of all time.
Easy. God damn it, easy.
4th-and-2 on your own 28.
Yeah.
On your own 28. You are stupid.
I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I have never been as high as I was yesterday. Working on the sidelines. I was baked. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. I ate a giant brownie.
Yes.
It was some of the strongest crap I've ever taken.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember the game?
Just barely.
Oh, no. That seems like a bad decision on your part.
It's Saturday night. I figured it'd be okay.
Sure. You'd think it'd wear off.
Yeah. But,
didn't, huh?
No. I was faded.
Did the people around you know?
They just thought I was an idiot.
Right. Well, yeah, clearly.
I couldn't speak. I was like walking around in a funk and mumbling into my headset. People had no idea what I was doing.
So you were high.
Oh, so high.
That's not an excuse.
I know. I'm so
supposed to be a professional.
I know.
Wow.
Who's
laughing there in the background?
That's Omar.
He's with you?
Yeah.
You have an Omar there?
Yeah, he's our water boy. He also gets me the pot.
Wow. Well, maybe,
so strong.
Maybe he should get less of that for you and more water.
I got to go wash my hoodie.
Okay. Okay, well, go. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 6:51. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's Monday. That means we take a look at the weekend's hot movies and theaters. Thanks to Daily Variety Newspaper, 2012, in its debut weekend, did horribly.
Really?
Only made $65 million. No one went to see 2012. Wait a minute, $65 million?
Turns out that's really
good. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I guess I do. I was going to say I don't understand, but I guess I do. Because let's face it, the average American moviegoer probably just wants to see the world blow up.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see that.
Yeah.
I think if it's
well done special effects.
Special effects are done well.
But I'm kind of burnt out on movies that are just special effects.
Yeah.
I am too.
I'm not.
With no story.
I know you're not.
As long as I know going in, that's what I'm going to get. I'm fine with it, but.
Christmas Carol made $22.3 million this weekend, made it number 2. The Men Who Stare at Goats came in at number 3. Then Precious. Michael Jackson's This Is It was 5th. The Fourth Kind was number 6. Couples Retreat was 7th. Paranormal Activity was number 8. Law Abiding Citizen, number 9. The Box.
Yeah.
Rounded out the top 10 at the box office this weekend with $3.2 million. The movie I recommended last week, Pirate Radio, did not break the top 10.
What?
Pulling in only $2.9 million, showing yet once again the kind of clout I have in Hollywood.
You say it here, it happens there.
That's what I'm telling you.
Or not.
Stephanie Pratt of the Hills will have to go into a 30-day residential rehab program. This according to a judge in a Los Angeles courtroom. After she pled not guilty to misdemeanor DUI on Friday, it was suggested to her that she plea out. So a plea bargain was struck, and she has to do the 30-day residential rehab. I think she's got some community service and stuff, and then the misdemeanor DUI will be stricken from her record. So she dodged a bullet. Joey Lawrence, remember him?
Whoa.
Sure.
He was on Blossom.
Unfortunately, yes.
He was quite the heartthrob for a while.
He was?
No, the ladies love Joey Lawrence.
And a music star.
That's right. He had a record. He sang, he danced, he acted it all, Kevin.
Take it easy.
Well, he is having his second child with his wife, Shandy Yawn.
Quite a name.
They have a 3.5-year-old girl named Charleston already, and they're going to have another girl. They've already picked out a name for her, Liberty.
Oh,
Liberty
good.
Lawrence will be her name.
the president, by the way, of the Joey Lawrence fan club, said, "Who's Joey Lawrence?" So things aren't working out as well for Joey as he might like. Juliana Hoff has split up with Chuck Wicks. Yes, I know you may not know who any of these people are, but Juliana Hoff was on Dancing with the Stars.
Sorry for the late bill.
And yeah. Chuck Wicks is a country western music sensation.
Oh, okay. And she did an album, right?
Yes, she's a country singer as well.
Yeah.
And that's how the two of them met, and he was on Dancing with the Stars with her as her as his partner.
Okay.
But apparently, it's all over between the two of them. Mm. Chuck Wicks, by the way, should be a porn star, shouldn't he?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
In order to get over him, she's been spending a lot of quality time with her best pal, wait for it, fellas, Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow.
How about Taylor Swift and Julianne Hoff in a pillow fight? You're right there.
Break the bell.
The bell broke on that one.
Yeah, apparently they just get in their undies and have pillow fights and sleep over each other's places.
Wow.
Julianne said the other night they treated themselves to ladies' night, where they just had dinner and then had some Sour Patch watermelons. And then they caught a movie together. They went to see The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock. I guess they went to a screening of that.
Yeah.
And they said they just love spending time together, and especially the lesbian sex.
Yes.
Did they say that?
No, but I can read between the lines. Right. I know how they really feel. And more DUI news. Apparently, a reality star, Shane Lamas, got a DUI.
I'm sorry, who?
She's Shane Lamas. She's the daughter of Lorenzo Lamas.
I'm sorry, who?
They've got a reality show on E! Called Save the Dramas for Your Lamas.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the name of it.
It's called My Baby Llamas. My Baby Mama's Llamas.
I think it's called Leave It to
Llamas. Leave It to Llamas, it's called.
Which is worse than all of the titles you came up with.
And apparently she got popped at a police checkpoint on Saturday morning. Well, Shane has released the following statement for her many fans. Early Saturday morning, after consuming one drink, I willingly drove through a mandatory checkpoint on my way home with complete confidence of passing. However, the breathalyzer indicated I was over the legal limit of blood alcohol content and was arrested on site. I take full responsibility for my lack of judgment. I've always strived to be a role model for my friends, family, and fans.
Take it easy.
For fans?
Fans?
Yeah.
Fans?
Who are those
take
people?
Take it easy.
Fans?
Role model.
Fans?
She said it, didn't she? She said fans.
She did.
Fans?
That's what she said.
Playoffs.
You are Shane Lamas.
No! No!
In case you're confusing yourself with someone who has fans, allow me to remind you, Shane Lamas, that you are Shane Lamas.
Fail. Epic fail.
Your dad doesn't have fans. And
right.
He's done things. He was in Greece.
Like 30 years ago, he's done this.
He was renegade.
He was renegade.
He got on a motorcycle and his hair blew behind him. That happened.
When, though?
25 years ago?
25 years ago, okay.
But she's Shane Lamas.
Right, she's not even him.
She's not even Fernando Lamas, who Billy Crystal used to impersonate on Saturday Night Live. You look marvelous, darling. Remember that? That's a Lamas we know. Sort of.
Sort of.
You're not even the Dalai Lamas.
Come on.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Shane, just go to jail.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
My fans.
The fans.
He's a role. I've always tried to be a role model for my friends, family, and fans. Screw you. Today's celebrity birthday is Shane Lamas.
Yeah. It's not her birthday. You're just still stuck on that?
Blows me away.
Yeah.
Blows me away, people. People blow me away.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Ooh. Look at me being blown away by people. Today's celebrity birthday is Maggie Gyllenhaal. You know her as, of course, the girlfriend of Batman, right?
Yeah.
That was her, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
She's 32 years old today. She's beautiful. I don't hear a bell from Maggie Gyllenhaal.
He's not on board. I'm not on board.
Actress Missy Pyle is 37 years old today. Lisa Bonet turns 42 years old. And Marg Helgenberger. With a name like that, she's got to be pretty. Marg Helgenberger. Sounds like she should be wearing lederhosen. Making pfeffernusen in a Munich bakery.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
You don't, but trust me, it's very funny if you're German. She is 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and it really is that time of year.
Oh, yes.
It's really the best time of year.
The air gets crisp.
Yep.
The leaves change color and fall, blanketing the earth in a gorgeous, colorful tapestry of leaves.
I was thinking of more of
boobs.
Very poetic. But,
oh, right. Boobs.
Yeah. I was thinking more of the Miss Double December contest.
Yeah.
Sing it if you know it.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
Ow! All right, so it all starts today. Here's what the deal. Miss Double December is basically a beauty queen that will represent us in person as we are nothing good to look at.
She is our spokesmodel who represents us at all live events that the Kevin and Bean Show does throughout the year.
Now, we do have Lisa that people look at a lot because she's great.
Yeah. But I don't have the double D's.
No.
I'm not. Be upfront about that.
No. I'm not anyone wants to look at. Ralph really isn't.
No.
Bean really isn't.
No.
Really, none of us are except for Lisa.
Yep.
And Miss Double December, who we have on the phone right now from last year. Cassandra. Hi, Cassandra.
Hello.
Hello, hi, Cassandra. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. We love you.
I love you too.
Yeah. You can say we because you're talking about your boobs too.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, she's been our reigning queen for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that means you get to go to all of the, you know, radio station events. You get to go to the big Weenie Roasted Summer concert. You get to go to both Christmas concerts, singles parties. Anything we do where we need someone nice to look at, you come with us.
Yeah, I seriously had a blast this year. Like, it was so much fun. Everything. The last single party was really fun, too.
I got to tell you, Cassandra may be one of our best Miss Double Decembers ever.
She has always had a great attitude. Yep. She's very personable, always loves to hang out with the listeners and takes photos, and is just everything we could ask for in a Miss Double December.
She's huge boobs.
And she has huge boobs.
She does. That's true. It turns out that's true. So I'm sorry to say that your reign is coming to a close, although I'd like to suggest maybe a double Miss Double December.
I'd like
to just start adding them and not kick them out. You know, each year we'll have another one.
Nothing wrong with that.
But we haven't talked that through yet, so probably not.
I don't think we can do that, Kevin. Right. You have to vacate the throne to make room for the new one. Although you'll be at our Miss Double December pageant, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you'll be there to pass the crown. Good.
All right, so here's the schedule. Starting right now, you can go to kevinandbean.com, and there's a link that you can click onto. You do have to become a street team member to enter. I'm not sure why. Seems pretty annoying to me, but you can do it, and then you can delete it later if you want.
People run our website are Nazis.
They
That's
are
the problem.
It's not a good group. But anyway, you have to jump through that hoop. But if you're willing to do that, then through next Monday, the 24th, you fill out a little questionnaire: name, age, email, home phone, you know, occupation, dreams for the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you ever done a solo video that's going to come out?
Can we see it?
That we can promote.
Is your name Carrie Prejean?
Right. And then there are a few questions like, what celebrity would you like to be stranded on an island with? And, you know, what would
we try to get a feel for your personality as well as for your delicious looks, because we're sure you're all beautiful. But you also have to have some personality if you want to attend our events and interact with listeners, et cetera, et cetera.
So starting today, you can go to the website, you can send in the pictures, you can qualify for it. And then next Monday is the cutoff date. And then we're going to pick the final 10, then the listeners get to choose. And on December 4th, which is a Friday, we're going to have our Miss Double December pageant live.
Yes.
Again, at the Slide Bar, which we love in Fullerton. That's where we went last year.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll probably put it up on the website as well. We'll probably broadcast live and have a video webcam that you can watch the pageant as well. But if you're a beautiful, busty listener of the Kevin and Bean Show and you'd like to represent us for 2010 as Miss Double December, go to the website today and you can enter and you can apply. And then, like Kevin said, we'll be picking the top 10 for our live Miss Double D pageant.
Now, Cassandra, how do you feel it's going getting here in person by this time?
How do I feel? What?
She's driving, unfortunately.
Yeah, she was supposed to be here in studio, but it just didn't work out.
I know. It's like I'm exiting Washington, and it just came to like a complete stop. I'm just hanging out.
Yeah.
In my car, yeah.
Well, I mean, feel free to come. But that's what she said.
Whoa,
but,
wow.
But we do have to move on to other things. Unfortunately, we have another huge announcement about the Christmas concert snacks and all that kind of stuff. So, but you're the best. And
great.
I'm sure that we will see you a bunch, and I'm sure that we'll see you on the pageant when mm-hmm. we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the crown is passed.
Uh-huh.
And the crown is usually passed through the saliva of the women. You know,
yeah.
One pageant winner to the next. That's
sure.
how it works. It
must be a small crown if that's how it's passed.
Somebody told me that, like, or I, like the past couple of BTS, like Kiss said, the reigning queen kind of thing.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
How it's passed, is that you...
There's a tradition where you kiss the incoming Miss Double December, and the title is passed through that kiss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, and listen, people, we know this is all self-serving, and we're good with it.
Look, it's our title, we can make up the rules, whatever we want.
Don't really. Some of the stuff is for you, some of it really is just for us.
We can make up whatever bogus traditions we want to. We're like the Catholic Church.
Plus, you get a crown, and you get. Do you still make the sash, or do you buy it now?
We have to buy it now.
Oh. Ralph used to hand make.
I used to hand make the sash, but it took too long. I didn't start out, enough time out in order to get it done. So we pass that over to our capable staff here at the radio station, and they make a much nicer.
Ralph had the bedazzler of on fire. He would just work his ass.
I would sew little roses onto it, and iron on the letters and stuff, and I start saying, "What the f am I doing?"
All right, Cassandra, you're the best. We will see you soon.
Yes, I will be there shortly.
All right, fantastic. Thank you. And everybody else, if you're interested, the contest starts today. Go to kevinandbean.com. You can fill out all the necessary information, send in some photos, and next Monday we'll...
And we do get a ton of entries every year, so yeah. it serves your purpose well to enter early. So if you can get in early this week, it's better for your chances because we can only pick 10 that the listeners will choose from for the final Miss Double December pageant.
And we'll put all the pictures up and let the listeners vote and the whole deal. So that is beginning right now. We will take a quick break and come back with details on a little set of concerts that perhaps you'd like to go to in December of this year. It's 20 minutes after 7. We promised 7:15, but this is as close as we can get.
Yeah, come
pretty
on.
Close.
We have been receiving a lot of emails. What's going on? K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. We need details. Here they all are.
In a faraway forest every cold winter's eve, there's an old rundown train filled with rock stars and weed. They've packed all their gear and they're on their way home. To K-Rock, of course, for two nights so well known.
K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009,
December 12th and 13th, Gibson Amphitheater. Night 1. AFI.
On time to medicate. It would be hellish, but I cannot.
Rise against.
All because of you. I'm having something so wrong. I just want to save you while there's still something else. Set it on the rooftop, ready to.
K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Seconds to Mars. Three Days Grace. And Berlin. And by Sunrise. K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
To the chimney backstage, they wait for night two.
Slightly Stupid Phoenix. The Bravery. Vampire Weekend. Metric. White Rabbit. Cage the Elephant.
Oh, wow. It's really Christmassy.
K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. December 12th and 13th.
Tickets on sale Saturday at noon.
Log on to krock.com and update your street team info to join in on the exclusive pre-sale. Proceeds benefit the
the Album Junior Heritage Center in Paro Los Niños.
Thanks to the bands and their labels.
All right, so there you go. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, Saturday and Sunday, December 12th and 13th. Two completely different nights. I love it when we do that because it's you know, each night is a unique thing.
Absolutely.
Night one, AFI, Rise Against, Alice in Chains, 30 Seconds to Mars, 3 Days Grace, Dead by Sunrise, Anne Berlin. Night two, Muse, 311, Slightly Stupid, Phoenix, The Bravery, Metric, Vampire Weekend, Cage the Elephant, and White Rabbits. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon, Saturday at noon, Saturday at noon. All Ticketmaster locations charged by phone, the website, and Gibson Box Office. So you can buy tickets at all of those places this Saturday at noon. Go to krock.com. We have a new site that we've launched, and you do need to update your street team information if you'd like to get in on the presale.
Which you would.
Just sign in. You might need a new password or something. Just make sure all your information is correct, and then you will be involved in the presale as well. It is K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, krock.com for all the... This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Afro Line. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. You leave a message on any topic, whatever you think of that we might be interested in. I don't know that we need a lot of these, but I'm glad he thought of us.
Yeah, so I'm sitting in Madison, Wisconsin in a parking lot. Guy gets out of the car next to me. You know, he picks his underwear out of his butt, but the scary part is he does the old... scratch and sniff.
Oh,
and the scariest part is he did the double take on the sniff.
No.
You.
That's Madison. I've been
to Madison, Wisconsin, and that is...
That's the only thing to do
there? He was probably the mayor. He was probably in charge of social etiquette in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison's a big college town, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty much all there is there.
Not the locals,
though. That and beer.
That and beer.
Yeah.
And pulling underwear out of your crack.
Oh, God.
I love parents that play pranks on their kids.
My mom told me to call the Afro Line. I don't know why. Mom!
Maybe she wants you to have an afro when you grow up.
Her mom is laughing in the background, which I love.
Keeping of a white Christmas. I don't know any other words.
Is that time of year already? Really? The drunk and Christmas carols?
Pretty much.
Let's just start a new holiday called Hallowismas. And
like
it's just Halloween and Christmas all. Just get it over with.
It does fly by in a blur already.
Crazy.
So we might as well. I'm not sure what this guy is basing this on, although I do believe it's true.
Hey, I just wanted to know if I could speak to Gamar.
Gamar. I think I just feel better when I make fun of other people's lifestyle, when it really makes me feel better about myself. Gamar.
At least he's honest about it. I like that. This guy.
Gamar doesn't even rhyme, though. It's like Gabe the King of Mexico.
That works.
That works. Yeah. Gamar.
Yeah, that guy.
Like, how about Home Omar?
Good.
How about that?
Don't smoke weed before you call people. This guy has a suggestion. Sometimes we play word games with the months, like Miss Double December.
Sure.
That's where that came from. You know, Rocktober. We make fun of
November.
We make fun of the classic rock stations that are so fascinated still to this day that you had an art of October.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has a suggestion for April. I'm not sure we're going to take it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I love what you guys did with the month of October and putting the R in front of it. I can't wait to hear what Mel Fon's going to sound like in the month of April. Poor producer Alex.
I don't think we'll go with April.
That may not be happening.
Don't see that happening. But thanks for your
maybe Grape-ril.
Maybe we'll... Not as good.
We'll eat grapes during that month.
I'd rather refer to it as nothing than
grape-ril.
This guy loves, as I do, the Armenian comedian.
April in the morning has never sounded funnier than whenever you have Sam, the Armenian goddamn comedian, on your show. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
If you knew how often we heard that.
Sounds like my mom.
People love the music that we play, 100%.
Oh, sure.
No one has a problem with it, especially the new Pearl Jam song.
Oh, when I hear this song, I want to shoot myself in the chest so I can still have an open casket.
Crash
Test Dummies.
This particular call is just specifically for you, Ralph.
Oh, good.
Because of this weekend's wonderful football action.
Hi, this message is for Ralph. Chargers! Chargers!
Oh, you poor 200-pound woman, you.
Here's the thing.
You will never get laid.
Ralph lost a bet last year, so he can't talk about that team until the new year.
Blissfully. Right. Blissfully, I can't talk about that team.
What a great year for that to happen.
Yeah, really.
They're not like 8-0. They're not. They're having a pretty rough year, so this is a good year for that to have happened. Occasionally, we have somebody call from a gang, or at least he's representing that he's from a gang from Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And they'll tell our screeners whatever they, you know, need to get on the air. Then we put them on the air, and then they shout,
"This is Santa Monica!"
And I'm not sure why, but it always makes us laugh. But this guy is not quite as good at it.
Forget West Covina and Santa Monica. This is Diamond Bar! Yeah, I'm white, not affiliated with any gang whatsoever.
It's not as effective.
No.
Fail.
Ralph,
especially when you do it through a fast food speaker.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm glad you explained that call to me. I never would have heard a bit of it.
Ralph, this is your doing, and you need to take responsibility.
What?
Thanks a lot, Jack Holes. Because of you, I'm now watching Mad Men for the first time. No. And I want to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
I don't even smoke. But now I want to puff a nice Lucky Strike.
Yep.
Damn it.
Filterless.
That is a problem.
Filterless Lucky.
That dude doesn't even smoke and he wants to.
Trust me, you watch Mad Men, you want to. Drink and smoke and hump.
Everyone's excited about New Moon.
You know what? All you guys got to say about the new Twilight movie, the New Moon, those vampires, those gay vampires. Did you call it Brokeback Vampires?
Oh, no, you didn't. Brokeback Vampires?
Yeah, the delivery didn't match the passion, unfortunately.
Neither did the material.
Right, well, that too. And finally, we occasionally make fun of George Lopez.
Well, because he's horrible on every level.
He has a new talk show on, and I don't know.
He's brutally unfunny.
If you've seen any of the billboards where he's got that wacky, super funny face.
His eyes are wide open, his mouth's open, he's turning on a lamp that looks like his name.
Message is for Ralph, eh? Like, you always talking crap about George Lopez, man. Leave him alone, eh? Leave him alone. He's just telling jokes about Mexicans, eh? I like that shit. That's funny, you know? No, you don't even know, eh? You don't even know, man. Go Raiders.
Is that Cristobal Crocker?
Yes, it is. A quick break, and we're going to come back with the showbiz. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That band, along with many others, playing night one of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, Saturday and Sunday, December 12 and 13. Go to the website for more details.
Almost Christmas.
Hey, I'm doing pretty well, don't you think?
So far, so good.
So far.
It's 7:53. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office so you can see what America's flocking to the theaters to see. That turns out to be 2012 this weekend, $65 million in its debut weekend. People could not wait to see John Cusack die. That's what I'm guessing. They've had an ass full of John Cusack.
I think it's more the destruction of the world.
Really?
I think.
Well, both probably.
A Christmas Carol was number two at the box office, $22.3 million. The Men Who Stare at Goats came in at number three, then Precious. Apparently, people went to see Precious, set a new record for concession stand sales.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, does it bring in the fatty, that Precious movie. Boy, does it bring in the fat butts.
And they leave fatter than they were?
And they run out of Junior Mints at one theater.
Really?
That's about it. Yeah, completely ate them out of Junior Mints. Michael Jackson's This Is It was fifth. The Fourth Kind, Couples Retreat, Paranormal Activity, Law Abiding Citizen, and The Box.
Ah!
Rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend.
Lindsay Lohan!
In the news?
Really, what a surprise.
This is a great story from People.com. Lindsay was partying at a joint called the Crown Bar here in Los Angeles last week, and according to one onlooker, caused quite a scene when she was asked to pay for her drinks.
Oh, really?
Here's the quote. Lindsay stormed into the kitchen and grabbed two bottles of really expensive champagne. She finished both bottles with a friend. When the bartender gave her a bill, she had a meltdown. She was yelling at him and screaming profanities at everyone. The bar insisted that she pay. Imagine that.
Wow.
Obnoxious
bar. They've got nerve.
So she had to call a friend with a credit card to give them the information.
Oh, well,
so
no wonder.
She doesn't even have a credit card on her.
Well, no wonder. That's why she was upset, because it was embarrassing that she couldn't pay.
She was crying and wanted to go home. She kept saying, I don't pay for drinks. This is ridiculous. I'm freaking out.
Wow.
She's magical.
Maybe if she had to pay for drinks, that would help her situation a little.
It
Maybe
might.
If someone took one of the empty champagne bottles and hit her across the head with it, that would straighten her out. I think she needs like a Gilligan's Island moment where you know, the coconut would fall on Gilligan's head and all of a sudden everything would get straightened out.
Yeah.
She's one of those sitcom moments where a good, just a good bonk in the head just kind of...
With a wacky coconut.
Rewires her.
This is a mess.
Sad news. If you're like me and are enjoying watching the meltdown of a marriage on John and Kate plus Hate over there on TLC.
You said Hate.
They will air the final episode of the series a week from tonight. Apparently they've opted out, saying it's just not worth it trying to put that show together anymore.
Yeah.
Not with those two losers.
Yeah.
So the final episode will feature, according to TLC, among other things, a touching montage with music summing up the show's five-year history.
Really?
Hope there's a lot of slow-mo of her screaming it in. You are an idiot!
That's all there is.
Green Day's Time of Your Life behind it. Apparently the show will be taken over, the time slot will be taken over by Cake Boss. Ah, Cake Boss is moving into their territory. Yeah, he's a robot cake. Hey, look at this. I made a cake looks like a chair. Hey, look at this. I made a cake look like a trash can. Screw you, Cake Boss. I know. My kids watch it. It's not me. My kids watch it. I see it all the time. Kevin. Liar.
I don't like cooking shows at all. That dude makes some pretty cool cakes.
That look like other stuff. I get it. He can make a cake that looks like almost anything.
But watch it once and you go, wow.
I get it. But I understand.
But it's exceptional.
It's not.
It is.
It's a guy making a cake that looks like stuff. Damn.
I'm saying it's pretty good.
Let's talk to Tracy first. Can we talk to Tracy right now? Tracy calling in about the Lindsay Lohan story.
Hey, Tracy.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Tracy, what's up?
I think you guys are ridiculous. I think that Lindsay Lohan shouldn't have to pay for her drinks anywhere she goes.
Why?
Why?
Because she's not only is she famous, she draws people in. She's an attraction in herself, so... I mean,
so she's helping the business by bringing in people or whatever?
By just for being there, they're making money. So
yeah,
and you know what?
Crowds don't follow her into.
Yeah,
bars,
this wasn't a publicized event where they said, "Come meet Lindsay Lohan." You know, this was her just going out for drinks with her friends.
Well, I have a friend that she's an alcoholic, but she's really good with people. I mean, she goes through, she makes the party alive. And if they don't give her free drinks at the bar, I would be pissed off at that, too, because she makes the party, just like Lindsay Lohan does.
Are you serious?
I think that you guys should have to pay for your drinks.
We do.
Well, we do.
Like normal people.
What's wrong with you?
That's how America works. It's a trade of cash for products.
People? Women usually don't have to pay
of course,
for their
women.
I pay for my drinks.
Yeah, but also...
This isn't someone buying drinks for her, though.
Right.
This is she expecting free drinks from the business.
The business makes money off people like Lindsay.
No, they don't. They lose money because she's taking bottles of champagne and not paying for them.
No, I think that people are buying drinks all around, having a better time because she's there. So, you know, the more drinks, the merrier, you know?
Clearly, you don't live in the area because a place like Crown Bar is so exclusive. That's the bar, same bar that kicked out or did not allow in Seth MacFarlane because he wasn't on the guest list. It's a small place. They already are almost at capacity. Every single night, they have no need to have Lindsay Lohan there to draw in a crowd.
I say you guys were born in the early 70s because you guys don't know what the hell is going on anymore.
You know who needs less drinks, Tracy? I think you need less drinks.
Yeah.
Because you sound like you got a load on and it's like 8 o'clock.
She just said bye-bye and hung up. She was serious. That's fascinating
that
to me.
That is interesting.
She's
Alrighty, then.
She's loaded.
What?
She was loaded, right?
That was weird.
She should not buy her pay whole drinks.
She was way loaded.
I think you should pay for your drinks.
You pay drinks. Born in the 70s? Kevin's people right there.
What
right
world
there,
does she think that people don't pay for their drinks?
I don't know.
Because they're making money. She brings in the people.
My friends, she's alcoholic, but she drinks a lot.
And she's the life of the party, and she makes everybody the drinks.
What are the chances that she was talking about an actual friend, or she was talking about herself?
My friend. Free drinks. I have a friend who would love to have free drinks and more people's life of party
and
should
I'm
be.
She's the life of the party.
Yeah.
I love that girl.
Life of a Nazi party, maybe.
I love her.
That was magic.
I thought she was kidding. The whole first half of the call, I thought she was just being funny.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I love her.
You're born in the early 70s. You pay for drinks. All right there, sweetie. That was great. Made my day.
Me too.
Today's celebrity birthday is Mark Helgenberger of CSI is 51 years old today. We had her in once. on the show, and she is luminous. She is just,
yeah, she's
just
beautiful.
Beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Bonet is 42 years old today. Missy Pyle, very funny actress, is 37. And Maggie Gyllenhaal, probably best known for her role in The Dark Knight. She is 32 years old today. Ominous silence following her name, Bell-wise.
Well, I'm just saying, she's a great actress.
She is a great actress. You ever see Secretary with her? In,
Yes.
Dude from Boston Public or Boston Legal?
And what was legal the one public, where she was in rehab or whatever? She was amazing in that.
Doesn't matter. Yes.
But she was great.
But Diary of Candy.
But not... Yes, that was it. But I don't think Bell-worthy. If there was a bell for good acting, I'd give it to her.
I feel bad now.
I know.
I feel bad. It's her birthday and all, and you are so stingy you can't give a girl a bell. Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Makes me feel bad. Just saying, makes me feel bad. All right, you know, I'm going to give her a guitar riff. There you go, Maggie. That's for you.
You don't have a bell available, so
I'm
that's
gonna,
what...
I'm going to give her a work. I'm going to work her down the neck of the guitar.
All right.
That's what I give. Meaningless. Ralph Garman. I was born at 7 instead of more for drinks.
I thought this next story was a joke at first because it talks about how a church is going to now allow people to bring their pets.
That seems like a good idea.
That seems like a bad idea.
It goes beyond just being allowed to bring your pet to church, Kevin. This particular church is providing canine prayers. They've got special hymns for the pets and their pet owners, like God and dog. Because, you know, God spelled backwards, my friend. Is dog.
Didn't think of it that way.
That's true. So they are catering not only to the dog owners, but to the dogs themselves.
So we have Reverend Tom Egabeed. Am I saying that right, sir?
You got it.
Hi, Reverend.
Absolutely.
Took over as the pastor of Covenant Presbyterian Church. And what led you to this decision?
Well, a friend and I were talking, found out that we both had similar interests in animals, and at the same time trying to figure out how to provide something good for a segment of the community.
Right.
So you decided to allow them to bring pets to the service, or is there a specific pet service?
There's a specific pet service. It's at 5 o'clock on Sundays, and right now it's dogs only.
Dogs only.
Yeah,
that makes
sense. You don't want cats and dogs in there.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, we interviewed a number of cats, and they all said they didn't need it, but they thought the dogs did.
See?
See?
Because it's like the cats are people. He's got a chunk of stand-up. Now, there are many things that come to my mind, not the least of which is, you know, sound, dog, more than one dog in one place, barking, you know, not staying where they're supposed to stay. It just seems like it would be a nightmare.
Well, there is a bit of that, but all the dogs are leashed.
Right.
And it's amazing. Dogs have, a sixth or seventh sense when something important is happening.
Mm-hmm.
We have pads and towels for all the dogs that want to lay on the floor, and they all just settle down.
What about pooping? Now, you shouldn't have to ask that question about church,
Yeah, we had a poop alert the other night.
Oh, no.
You put out a full alert?
You saw the dog getting ready, but the owner gave it a good jerk on the leash and took it out to the courtyard where we have a grass area.
Wow.
See?
How about that?
The Lord helps those that help themselves, Reverend.
You got it.
That's right.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
Well, Sunday night was just our third Sunday.
Third one.
And was it pretty packed?
Well, you know, we had, I think, 20 people there and about 15 dogs.
That is not a good.
There needs to be more people and fewer dogs, don't you think? You know what? More dogs.
Soon it's going to be just dogs and no people.
Right.
Well, several people showed up with more than one dog.
I got gotcha.
It's all working out quite well.
All right, what is a canine prayer?
Well, it's a regular prayer, but we always have a time when people can lay their hands upon their pets,
mm-hmm.
and we include them in the prayer for blessing. And if an animal needs a prayer, and animals get sick too, we pray for them just like we would pray for people.
Does it go, "The Lord is my German shepherd, I shall not want"?
Well, you never know. It could very well be.
Now, you've done it for 3 weeks. How long is it going to be before you go, "Wow, this is a bad idea"?
Well, I tell you, so far it's been a terrific idea.
Really?
And we've received encouraging emails from all over the country and some from across all around the world. We're going to sustain it. Everybody there is really, really excited about it, and they just keep saying thank you. About time a church did this.
Reverend, do you find some of the folks coming to the service, though, tend to treat their pets more like children than they do like dogs?
no doubt that for many, many families without, quote, children, the dog is clearly an important member of the family. And that's what we're styling this as, a service for the entire family, including the four-footed members.
Now, but right. You're not taking the extra step, which is that dogs have souls like humans and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I've been asked that question a number of times, just kind of on the serious side. The concept of soul is a little confusing, because then if this little mushy thing inside of us called a soul, then you become preoccupied with who has one and who doesn't. What we all share with all critters, if you will, is nefesh, or life. We're right. all created, and we're all given the gift of life.
Right.
And I think that's really important to God, and I think that's really important to us, too.
I think that's lovely.
But not chihuahuas, though, right? Those are just rats. Those are just rats. Even God doesn't love chihuahuas.
Do you ban chihuahuas even from the dog service?
Yeah. They're Satan's pet, chihuahuas. They're the devil's pet. Don't let them in, Reverend.
Take that under consideration.
Reverend, I'm telling you, do not let them in. You will regret it.
They will destroy everything you've built.
That's right. They most have a little 666 if you look under their fur.
Do you have a dog, Reverend?
No, not at this time. I've had dogs all of my life, but with all of our moving around as of late, no dogs.
Okay.
Well, I guess
so I get my dog fixed Sunday nights.
Right.
I would say so.
I am not a fan of the pet parents, you know, like people who treat their dogs like children. But I guess if it helps bring people into your church, Reverend, and everyone's getting something out of it, then I guess I can sign off on this service.
Well, it's been a blessing to a lot of folks, and you know, I've addressed that a bit. Everybody has a lot of love to give,
right?
And if you don't have a child to give it to, then give it to your pet. Give it to something or somebody.
Well, that's
give
a nice
your
sentiment.
Love away.
That's a nice sentiment.
I would like to speak with you in a month. I just like to set up like we're going to check back in with you and see how it's going.
He's like, "What the heck was I thinking?"
Come on over some Sunday night.
Nope.
You can be on poop patrol.
All right, then yes.
Now I'm in.
Thank you, Reverend, for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Hey! 106.7, K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That band, Rise Against, playing K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, Saturday and Sunday. They're playing night number one with AFI, Alice in Chains, 30 Seconds to Mars, 3 Days Grace, Dead by Sunrise, and In Berlin. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon, and if you would like any details or update your information on the street team so that you can be part of the presale, go to krock.com. It's 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's talk about people who complain. I don't really have a lot of time to complain. If I don't like something, I just move on and do something else.
That's probably a healthy way to live.
Don't call, you know, complaint lines.
You're not a strongly worded letter writer?
Nope. Almost, I don't think ever.
I think people who write those are a-holes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But this guy caught our attention last week, and we thought it would be fun to talk to people who work on the other end of these calls, the customer service agents.
Because
they have to take calls from a-holes like this all day.
Maybe it's the hardest job in the world. Dealing with customers on a regular basis.
I guarantee you and I would last 5 seconds.
Because people only call when they're upset. Yeah, when they've got an axe to grind. Yeah. They never call and say, hey, by the way, doing great work there over at Denny's. Just wanted to drop in a line,
right.
Let you know, loved my moons over my hammy last week.
So whoever takes those calls from complainers must just be saints. Or not listen or, you know, have earplugs or something. I don't know. But this dude from Texas is the guy that caught our attention when he was calling about Jimmy Dean sausage. Very upset that they changed their size portions from 16 ounces to 12 ounces.
Have you ever seen Jimmy Dean sausage, by the way?
Not really.
It comes in a big, like a loaf, a roll. And you cut it off into slices usually and then you fry it up.
Okay.
You fry it up good. Right. Some flour and some motor oil. Fried it up.
And maybe because of the economy or whatever, they've lowered the portion size. But this guy, you'd think he would either buy extra or find another product. But no, he calls.
I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll. And you've got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that.
Hold on. Hold on there, Billy Bob.
This is why we wouldn't last a day, because we would go, whoa.
Hold on there, Jimmy Lynn. You telling me you're serving up a couple of dozen eggs for your fat, huge, fat-ass family?
three men over 200 pounds, a plump wife.
There's Scott. She's a Scott. And a little girl who's 13, and she's 400 pounds, too. And a couple dozen eggs. And we're supposed to stretch 12 ounces of sausage around that table?
Really, like, that's the difference? That 4 ounces of sausage is now they're not going to be able to eat? There's so many questions for this, but then he goes on.
It ain't going to work, and I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were making food for other people other than you, fatty.
No, just Texas sausage, Texas.
So they do make a 16-ounce serving.
It's but it's just maple and sage.
And he's not from the North.
I don't eat that. I'm from Texas.
And then he goes on.
That little 12-ounce damn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me.
All right, now he's stopped talking to the answering machine, but he's still on the phone.
Complaining to his family.
Yes, he's talking to people in the room now. How do they think you're going to eat?
And you, 600 pounds of men, at least, you get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that f***ing roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked.
Now that's my favorite part.
That's right.
Because it's not that they need to make a different business decision. Somebody needs their ass kicked.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the answer.
I'll pay you more money. Well, then buy two rolls of 12 ounces. Get 24 ounces of sausage and just sit there and just have a big stuff your face with sausage party, you fat F.
Or eat less. How about that?
Or we nuke Texas. We just napalm the entire state.
So if you have to take calls like this one, you can remain anonymous if you'd like. We don't want to get you fired, but we would like to talk to people who have to take calls from a-holes like this all day, every day.
We'd love to know what kind of business you work for, and then what are the most horrible calls you get from people who are complaining about your business or product.
And do they say,
somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekeroid. Save money.
So he's still on the line, but he's now having a full conversation with the one of the fat women in the house. Well, hang up and have that conversation.
I'm going to eat, damn it.
God damn it, I'm going to eat sausage. God forbid I get 2 ounces less sausage, I will die.
I'm fat, and my sons are fat, my wife's fat, my daughter's fat.
Pork fat is the only thing keeping me going. Pork fat and moonshine. I live in a trailer. I got a fat wife. I got nothing to live for except Jimmy Dean sausage.
Not once does he think of buying two 12-ouncers. Once. That's not acceptable.
Or cutting back on the sausage a little bit. You've already got a couple dozen eggs there in the frying pan, Cletus. Maybe you don't need the full 8-ounce portion of sausage that goes along with it.
It sounds like all of the problems on this call are on his end.
Maybe you want to try a whole grain. Maybe mix that into the breakfast menu a little bit, just to change things up.
All right.
How about a piece of fruit? How about half a grapefruit to fill up that space on your plate there?
How's my family supposed to say this fat?
I'm going to eat, goddammit.
He's really angry. Because they're not gonna. Jimmy Dean is not allowing him to eat.
I only got 27 eggs on my plate. I need more sausage. God damn it!
1-800-520-1067. You work in customer service. We'll take your calls next. We have a new website, and apparently Corky from Life Goes On was supposed to transfer all of the street team information over to the new website. Didn't quite work out, so you might want to update that.
Yay!
To make sure that you're in on the
K-Rook website number one!
Make sure that you're in on the pre-sale. You might want to do that ahead of time. Tickets are on sale Saturday at noon. It is 8:38. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we're talking about people who have to take complaint calls because people occasionally will call and yell about the smallest stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the smaller, the better. This dude.
Yeah. Somebody needs their
ass kicked.
They actually
need their ass kicked.
No other option.
Because they made the sausage a little
less. They need their ass kicked.
Poor children who answer the phone here at the station get all kinds
of
grief from people. People don't like the music, don't like the band. And I met that band once, and they were rude to me.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you want me to do? I work at a radio station.
You know what they get a lot of? I went to a show, you know, fill in the blank band, and the sound was terrible.
Yeah,
and I had a very terrible view of the stage.
Okay.
And
we wish that doesn't happen, but
what are we going to do about it?
We're not really in charge.
Yeah, it's nuts.
All right, let's start with Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
You do customer service.
Yeah.
You're a saint.
Can you say what kind of business you work for or who you work for?
I work for a shipping business, DHL. They're going out of business, so it doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter.
What the hell? Throw them under the bus.
What kind of calls do you get?
The best time is Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
It's like nonstop for like a week, never ends.
Because why? Because they sent stuff too late and then doesn't
arrive. Exactly.
Doesn't arrive
at the time. It was great. It was like, it sounded like they were from Arkansas. I think that's where they were from. And they ordered the package like 3 days before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Got on the phone. I told them it was going to be like way after Christmas. And they said, well, I'm going to put my kid on the phone. His name is Jimmy. He's blind. And he's not going to get his choo-choo train. I said, ma'am, no.
Did he put him on the phone? I would have hung up.
Did.
I would have hung up if I were you. I would have said, you know what?
I don't think she can. This is her job.
Your daddy and mommy don't love you enough to order a Christmas present in time, is what I would have said. And then I would have been fired.
So. I would have said, hand him like a bookend and tell him it's a train. The kid's blind. How the hell is he going to know?
Thank you for the call, Mary. That is not a good job right there. Let's go to Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
You work at a restaurant?
Yes, I run a restaurant.
Okay.
It's a chain of restaurants, but there's this one specific customer. They're pretty big, the couple.
Mm-hmm.
They come in all the time. And I specialize in wings and pizzas and stuff like that. I mean, obviously everybody knows
right.
that wings are just an appetizer,
yeah.
a finger food.
Everybody knows the size of hot wings, by
of
the way.
Of course.
Yes, a hot wing isn't going to be a whole entire chicken dipped in hot sauce.
Right.
Right.
But although that'd be great if it was.
It would be
yeah.
cool.
That'd be delicious.
But you should know that, yeah.
So this lady yesterday, she left the restaurant. It was pretty busy because it's a sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
So after she had her meal, she calls me yelling at me, talking a whole lot of smack, saying that it's not professional, that my wings should, it's false advertisement. I should say the size and how much my wings weigh on the menu.
What?
She was pretty mad because she said her husband's like a 300-pound man. He's 6-something. And that didn't even fill him up, you know, this and that. And she yelled at me, cussed me out, and told me what could I compensate her on.
And you said...
And I told her, I can't do nothing about it. That's just the way it is. Obviously, everyone knows that a hot wing is only an appetizer. It's a finger food because it's under our finger food menu.
How long did you stay on the
phone?
But
I got real big fingers. Maybe I need bigger finger food.
There's so many people that somehow, because they're fat,
yeah.
we should be doing something more
Why
for them.
Why is it always the giant fat people who want the biggest amount of food that they can possibly get?
No, yesterday too, I had a customer. One customer in front of the other table ordered an order of fries and the other one behind it did. Well, the customer sent back her fries because she said that the customer in front of her had more fries than her.
Oh, yes.
Man.
People are magic.
Ow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's horrible. I hate it. There's times where I just say, I want to quit.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It's hard to have a job.
I don't
right
know how
now,
you have the patience to just keep playing with these people and go, yeah, look, everyone knows the regular size.
It's horrible.
Just eat less.
Eat less, exactly.
Especially
it's
fat
like,
people.
You don't have to eat that much.
You should be thanking me I'm giving you small wings, you fat bastard.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to Steven. Good morning, Steven.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Customer service for what type of business?
I worked in the bicycle industry for a bicycle manufacturer.
Okay.
And I would get complaints from dealers and consumers, both of them.
Right.
And this one consumer called, said that he hit a curb and his frame cracked. And he said that shouldn't happen. And I was thinking, okay, well, tell me the story. He's riding along. He's like, I hit the curb at 18 miles an hour. And I'm like, okay, how did you know that you were going 18 miles an hour? Oh, because I was looking down at my speedometer on my handlebars.
Was your
when
next comment
the curb?
Was your next comment? Then you're a dumbass.
Got to save the job.
Right.
But the best part about it is just that he wasn't even paying attention. And then I talked to my boss, and we're just cracking up. We get stuff like that all the time.
Yeah. Wow.
Some guys just don't know how to ride bikes or see at least.
Yeah, and it's your fault.
Right, yeah, they're JRA. They're just riding along.
Just riding along, JRA.
And my frame exploded. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. I hit a pebble, and the frame blew up. I don't know what to do. It's your fault.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What type of business do you do customer service for?
I actually wasn't in customer service,
oh.
and that's why this is crazier. I interned on a soap opera.
Okay.
And so... Our callers had to actually seek out and research to find the phone number because we didn't give the production line,
right.
you know, out.
This is a motivated consumer.
Yeah, seriously. And these people are insane. We would have, you know, any storyline that they didn't agree with, they would call in as though these were members of their family.
Oh, awesome.
Really?
What they would say, like, hey, I don't think so-and-so and so-and-so should be dating?
Yeah, yeah, they were livid. when I was working on it, there was a storyline going on where a brother and sister found out they weren't brother and sister, so they started dating, of course.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that always happens. And, I mean, people wrote in, calling, and were furious, saying they would never watch the show again, that, I mean, just livid, this would never happen.
Right.
You know, yeah.
How do you fight the response to say, this is a soap opera, and this stuff happens on soap operas all the time, that's why they're still on?
Yeah, I know. Oh. But logic was foreign to these
were
people.
Were you a paid intern?
No.
Not
at all. Not at all. But you know what? You had to sit there and listen and laugh. I mean, that's all you could do. Yeah. I mean, they'd go on for 15, 20 minutes if they could.
Jeff, we got the same reaction when Kevin and Bean started dating on our show.
Yeah.
People were furious about that.
And they called our unpaid interns and yelled at them.
That's right.
That's not cool. All right, let's go to Jose. He's got an interesting story about taking some phone calls. Hi, Jose.
Hi. I used to work at a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
This guy showed up about 10 minutes before his show started, decided to go have sushi across the way. Then came in saying that he just spent $200 for the sushi and he was about 30 minutes into the show. And he wants a refund because he just spent $200 for the sushi.
So, okay, your phone's cutting out a little bit. He spent $200 on sushi while his movie was starting and then came in and wanted a refund?
Yes, because he was late and said it was our fault and that we should have had times out more, displayed better and everything like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't even understand.
You should have called him at the sushi restaurant and let him know the movie had started, Jose.
That's true.
I should have.
Come on.
You're not very thoughtful.
No.
What kind of business you running there?
I'm sorry. Movie theater is the worst. We had a guy shoot up the place, too.
Shoot up the place.
As a guest? Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's not a place you want to work where they're shooting up a place. Let's try to squeeze in a few more. We have a ton of these calls.
Nathan, a little late.
Nathan, hi.
Hi.
Where did you work? What type of business?
I worked for GameStop.
Okay.
And when the Nintendo Wii was impossible to get, you know, we got all kinds of calls. But there was this one old lady that would call. She said she was dying, and it was her last wish to get a Wii for grandkids.
Wow.
And I swear, she called every day, and it was horrible to take the calls. Finally, someone convinced me to do it. She came in. Her grandkids were like total assholes to her.
Right.
They were ordering her around, total gangbanger. Give me this game, Grandma, give me this game.
Oh.
Or you're going to give me this game type stuff. And it was just the most disgusting thing ever.
I never thought of doing that to my grandma. I could get her to buy me games if I was a dick like that. That's a great idea. Thanks for the call. Kevin and Bean Show here. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. 2012 was the big winner. $65 million made it number one at the box office by a long shot. Christmas Carol was second, made only $22.3 million to give you an idea of how many people are going to see 2012 this weekend.
By the way, $22 million is a lot.
Yes.
I mean, this is dwarfed by 2012.
Yeah, 2012 crushed it. The Men Who Stare at What? Yep. The Men Who Stare at Goats was third, $6.2 million. Precious came in at number four. Then Michael Jackson's This Is It. The Fourth Kind, Couples Retreat, Paranormal Activity, Law Abiding Citizen, and The Box, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. It's time to play Rehab Roulette!
Celebrities, they love to party. How f***ed up can they get? Who's putting down the needle or drying mouth? It's time for Rehab Roulette.
All right, no more bets. No more bets as we spin the wheel. The winner is Stephanie Pratt! Congratulations,
Woo!
Stephanie Pratt. Actress, of course, from The Hills, sister of Spencer Pratt. She will have to go into a 30-day residential rehab after pleading not guilty to a misdemeanor DUI Friday in a Los Angeles courtroom. The plea bargain was a result of a traffic stop in Hollywood when she was leaving Holly Montag's birthday party last month. She got stopped. She blew over the limit. I bet she did.
Hey now.
Both at the party and after the party. And part of her plea deal was this 30-day rehab. So the sister of Spencer going inside to clean up her act a little bit. Spencer, any advice for your sister going into rehab? How should she behave?
Sis, listen up. say no to drugs.
All right.
Say yes to diet pills.
Okay.
And purposely vomiting after you eat.
Because all right, then.
I've noticed
okay.
that some of these drugs and alcohol made you a little bloated.
I think
you
she's...
need to shave off some pounds.
Okay. See? With a brother like Spencer, mm-hmm. how could she go wrong?
Exactly.
For DUI news, apparently Shane Lamas, daughter of Lorenzo Lamas, star of the E! Entertainment reality series, Save the Dramas for Your Llamas.
I think that's it.
Had a drink late Saturday morning. Just one drink. Just one drink when she was out in the town, she says. And she went through a police checkpoint.
Was it a...
Early Saturday morning. Listen, you're not out driving around 3 o'clock Saturday morning and you had one drink.
How do you know?
You don't do it.
Because
you don't do it. Unless you left your house at midnight, got to the bar late... At 1:35, it was last call, and you had one drink, and then you hung out in the parking lot chatting. You don't have one drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, she also blew over her limit.
Oh.
And she got popped. So she sent a press release out today saying that she takes full responsibility for her lack of judgment. And I quote, "I've always strived to be a role model for my friends, family, and fans." I'm sorry. Who are you again?
We didn't even know her name.
If you're a friend, if you're a fan of Shane Lamas, I'd like you to call us right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. If you're a fan of Shane Lamas, hell, if you've heard of Shane Lamas, call us now. 1-800-520-1067. I'd like to have a conversation with you because apparently she has friends, family, and fans, and she's been a role model to those people. And now she feels bad because she got a DUI.
Nope.
Just waiting for a call. Lines are now open. If you're a fan of Shane Lamas.
Heard of.
Shane Lamas is her name.
All right, call if you heard us do the story today.
You know who she is. And is Daniel Radcliffe Harry Pothead?
What?
Oh, no, I didn't.
No way.
Wow.
Apparently, a few eyebrows were raised after a tabloid published photos of what looks like Daniel working the business end of a joint. But it turns out his representatives claim it was a hand-rolled cigarette. Sometimes, especially in the UK, they will roll their own
right.
with tobacco and rolling papers and smoke those cigarettes as opposed to the store-bought kind. And so Daniels claims he was smoking a regular cigarette, a tobacco cigarette, and now is suing the tabloid for spreading the lies that he was smoking marijuana when they took his picture.
That's an odd... It's an odd non-story to me. I don't understand why it's a big deal.
Even if he was smoking?
Okay, yeah. So?
Absolutely. I agree. And it's an all-substance abuse edition of the Showbiz Beat today because now I got a great story about Lindsay Lohan, too. Lindsay Lohan! Apparently, she was partying at the Crown Bar in Los Angeles. And according to one witness who told People.com, Lindsay stormed into the kitchen and grabbed two bottles of really expensive champagne. So, the story begins with Lindsay Lohan helping herself to champagne in the kitchen, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
She finished both bottles with a friend. The bartender gave her a bill, and she had a meltdown, says the source. She was yelling at him, screaming profanities. Nonetheless, the bar insisted she pay, so she had to call a friend with credit card information to pick up the tab. She was crying and wanted to go home. The onlooker says around 2:30 a.m. she kept screaming, "I don't pay for drinks. This is ridiculous. I'm freaking out."
Mike, you were telling us
Lindsay Lohan's a hot mess.
I think off the air that she's known for this, or was it on the air? I don't remember.
We got some calls and emails
and
about
an
it,
email from
this
someone.
Is nothing new for Miss Lohan. She does it all the time.
They said that she's known for it, but it's not like they're inviting her to go in,
drink and dash,
give her free drinks, and it's well known that you shouldn't ask her to your club because you're going to lose money.
Plus, she's broke, you know.
Right.
She couldn't afford to buy champagne if she wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
She should be hanging out with superstar Shane Lamas. Because Shane gets all of the free drinks because she's a star and she has fans.
That's true.
Maybe Joe knows who Shane Lamas is. Can we talk to Joe on line 4? Can we talk to him?
We can try. Hey, Joe.
Joe?
Yes, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Can you fill me in on this Shane Lamas?
Shane Lamas was on The Bachelor. And more importantly, her dad was a big-time movie star.
Well, I know her dad. He was in Grease, and he was Renegade on television. I know Lorenzo Lamas. But I don't know who Shane Lamas is and why she would have fans.
The fan part, I don't know, but she was a good-looking broad on
The Bachelor.
She was on one of The Bachelors. Okay. Well, right. There you go.
There's something.
So she's got some TV exposure.
Would you consider yourself a fan?
If she was naked.
Fan of her being naked. All right, close enough, Joe. Thank you so much for the information. I appreciate that. Well, there you go. Now we know a little bit more about Shane Lamas.
Not much, but a little.
Today's celebrity birthday is Mark Helgenberger. She's 51 years old today. Actress Lisa Bonet celebrates her 42nd birthday. Very funny and talented actress Missy Pyle is 37 years old. And actress Maggie Gyllenhaal celebrates her 32nd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
That band, AFI, is playing K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, Saturday night, the first night, December 12th, with Rise Against, Alice in Chains, 30 Seconds to Mars, 3 Days Grace, Dead by Sunrise, Anne Berlin. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon.
Is that the right order? You sure?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
Saturday at noon, Saturday at noon. You can buy the tickets, or if you want to be part of the pre-sale, go to thekrock.com and update your street team membership just to make sure we have all the correct information.
Okay.
And then you will get the information on the pre-sale.
Great.
It is 9:38. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Last hour, I guess I was out of line.
Why?
I don't know. I was mocking the fact that Shane Lamas, daughter of Lorenzo Lamas, who got popped for DUI, released a press statement saying that she took full responsibility for her lack of judgment and felt bad because she strived to be a role model for her fans.
Right.
And then we mocked her for saying that because we realized no one had ever heard of her and knew what she did, and she didn't have any fans.
Exactly.
Right. Except for that reality show she does on E! Called Save the Dramas for Your Llamas.
I wish it was named that. That's
well, funny. I guess I was wrong.
Why?
Because I got an angry letter from listener John Allen. You are so smug. Who do you think you are? You're asking for fans? Well, I'm here. And I'm proud to say that, yes, I'm a fan of shaved llamas. Oh, wait a minute. You misunderstood me, John. I mean, everyone's a fan of shaved llamas. We all love to see a llama be shaved because it's hilarious. Best. But I said Shane Lamas. I think you got you misunderstood. So never mind. I thought I was in trouble there, but John misunderstood.
Oh, understandable.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the weekend box office. What? Box office. The box office. What's a box office? 2012, in its debut, made $65 million this weekend.
Wow. That's a lot.
I might have to go see it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But I thought you...
$65 million worth of people can't be wrong, right?
Of course they can.
Of course they can. Oh, you're kidding. Okay.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Christmas Carol was number two at the box office. The Men Who Stare at Goats was third. Precious. Oh, Precious. Precious is based on a novel, Push, by Sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they call it Sapphire, then, if she's the one who wrote it? Or Push?
Or Push, yeah.
Why do we need Precious? Made $6 million. Which just barely covers the food costs for that movie. That was their budget.
They eat a lot?
I'm just saying, this is a big girl.
Yeah.
And Monique's in the movie.
And Monique's
in the
movie.
She's like the small chick in the movie.
Yeah. Michael Jackson's This Is It was fifth. The Fourth Kind was sixth, ironically. Couples Retreat was seventh. Paranormal Activity, Law Abiding Citizen, and The Box, rounding out your top 10 at the box office. This weekend, Andre Agassi has a jealous streak.
Glendale.
More details coming out from his book about his wife, Brooke Shields, at the time, was doing a guest star appearance on Friends.
Right.
And apparently in the episode, she licked Matt LeBlanc's fingers.
Right.
In a sexy, playful way, apparently, during the show. And he had a meltdown while filming her watch it. Got to his car, drove back to Las Vegas, got home, and smashed all of his tennis trophies. He was so angry and jealous.
He showed...
What?
A little less meth, Andre. You've been all right. Sure.
He showed them by destroying his trophies.
That'll show
him. Wow.
He sounds like an unhappy dude.
Yeah. I have no interest in a book where a guy who's that successful just talks negatively about everything and everybody. And
he's happy now. He's looking back.
No.
He's happy now.
Don't care.
I think it's interesting.
Do you?
Personally, yeah.
He hated tennis. He hated every second his dad made him do it.
I know, and yet there he was doing
it. He's doing meth.
It's kind of interesting.
Huh. All right.
How could you hate doing something so much and yet still be so wildly successful at it?
That's a good question.
That's a phenomenon. Phenomenon. Beyonce gets the Diva du Jour Award. Apparently last week she was in Manchester, England, and was living out of two suites at the local hotel.
Nice.
One room was for her. The other, for her seven suitcases, three handbags, two steamer trunks, makeup, shoes, and 25 wigs. She got a separate suite just for her clothing.
There wasn't room in a suite for that?
Apparently not. She had to have a whole nother hotel room just for her junk.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's magic. I would love to be able to unpack in one room and then go over and mess up one other room and
right.
just roll around in the bed and sleep there. It's good to be rich.
Yeah.
Alicia Silverstone, it's a name you haven't heard in a while. She's branching out. She's got a new book out based on her vegan diet called The Kind Diet. Helps you lose weight in the vegan way. Listen.
Oh!
Yes, sorry.
Listen, if you just eat rocks and clouds and whatever else it is that she eats, you'll lose weight too. How hard is that? Mm-hmm. Vegan diet. Just don't eat anything good. Don't eat anything that tastes good. Boom. Lose weight.
Although rocks.
The Psycho Mike's diet just tells all the broads here working at the station, here, just don't eat anything that ever tastes good. You'll enjoy yourself.
Pretty much.
Drink olive oil out of the bottle, swig it, and eat an apple. That's what you get for the day.
Yeah.
Psycho Mike's diet.
It's the diet of pain.
It's the cruel diet. You should write a book. She's got the kind diet. It should be called the cruel diet.
I actually told Cleo yesterday, I was like, just don't ever eat anything again, and you'll be
good.
Fine.
That's good advice.
That's good advice. And the boss may be losing it. Might need to talk to the boss and check in.
Weatherby?
No. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, that boss.
Playing to a sold-out crowd Friday night in the Palace, which is in Auburn Hills, Michigan. Up on stage, playing his heart out, greeted the crowd with, "Hello, Ohio!" Once again, this is the Palace in Auburn Hills, Michigan.
Not Ohio so much.
Bruce mentioned Ohio a few more times on stage until guitarist Steven Van Zandt, little Steve, had to pull him aside and whisper in his ear and let him know where he was. Bruce apologized and said, "That's every frontman's nightmare." But apparently had a good sense of humor
You occasionally hear of that happening once, but you don't really hear it happening 3-4 times.
Yeah, over and over and over again. Maybe the crowd didn't want to correct him either. He is the boss. I'm like, geez, he's
we'll
calling us by the wrong state, but he is Springsteen.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Maggie Gyllenhaal is 32 years old today. Speaking of the Gyllenhaal family, see that movie coming out where Tobey Maguire and Jake Gyllenhaal are finally playing brothers?
No.
No.
Yeah.
They sure look like
they sure
it.
Do. They sure.
Isn't it called Brothers?
I think it is called Brothers, yeah.
All right.
One of them goes to Iraq, fights overseas, and is presumed dead.
Right.
And the other brother moves in on his wife, played by Natalie Portman.
Wow.
You can understand why.
Yeah, of course.
But then dude turns out not to be dead. Comes back from Iraq.
And then comedy happens?
Unpleased to find out that his brother's banging his wife.
Wow.
It's a musical, I think.
Sounds good.
Missy Pyle, very funny and talented actress, is 37 years old. Actress Lisa Bonet is 42. And Marg Helgenberger. I just had the Marg Helgenberger Burger King the other day. It was delicious.
Oh,
they made it my way. They did. On their dollar menu. The Marg Helgenberger. She is 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new program for you. Tomorrow, I got to be honest. I mean, we made a lot of big announcements today. We announced Miss Double December.
Yes.
Yeah.
We announced K-Rock's Almost to Christmas 2009.
Yes.
All of the details at the website. You can buy tickets at noon on Saturday.
Yes.
You're going to need to. Tomorrow, we have Junior Seau.
Oh.
What?
Who is a great football player.
Yeah. Currently with the Pats, I believe, the New England Patriots.
And tomorrow is...
He was with the Chargers for many years, of course. Right. That's probably where he got most of his fame.
And tomorrow is the day that Them Crooked Vultures comes out.
Yes.
It's a little band with Dave Grohl on drums, Josh Homme from Queens on lead vocals and guitar, and John Paul Jones on bass from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Losers.
Yes. So the Fail. CD comes out tomorrow, and we've got all three guys in the studio tomorrow.
Wow.
Pretty exciting.
Whatever.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Can we get any money?
No. Kat is
Rick
next.
Springfield doing?
She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock.
40 minutes?
She's
that's
got
a lot of minutes.
Twice the 40 minutes, yes. She's going to cram it all in somehow.
Oh!
That's what she said.
All right.
All right, never mind.